Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Hailstones covered parts of Johannesburg in white blankets as thunderstorms swept across the city yesterday afternoon. Branches, leaves were struck down by hailstones, and it was absolute chaos for a short while. Robert, are you with us? We seem to have lost you there for a moment. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, and yourself?
I am good. What a day yesterday you must have had.
Yeah, it was very hectic. You know, the storms did cause a lot of havoc in most parts of Sandton, Florida, the inner city. But we're happy that there were no injuries which were reported. It was just mostly trees falling, you know, walls collapsing. But we're happy that there were no injuries which were reported.
It's actually it's almost like a miracle, because if, you know, to see the strength of that and the fact the number of trees that came down, that there weren't injuries, is something fantastic, really something we should be grateful for.
Yes, we are very grateful. Hence, we still continue to encourage especially our motorists out there, as and when driving, to extend the safe following distance, try and avoid crossing, flooded roads and bridges, and also our residents in our low-lying areas to avoid crossing, you know, these river streams, and also monitoring young kids. The reason is that we are told that we might still get a lot of rainfall over this week up until towards the weekend. So we need to really, really need to be cautious so that we prevent the further incidents which might occur.
How do we, you know, we heard on about Saturday afternoon this terrible flash flood along the Yuxkay. What is a flash flood?
Okay, it's the sudden, you know, flooding of an area, you know, due to severe storms. Like, you know, such kind of rainfall, it doesn't really rain for a longer period of time. So in most areas, flash floods, we have them in an area where it's already in a flood line. Like, right. Mostly in areas where residents are staying, especially in our informal settlements. Remember, right. Our informal settlements already, they are already mostly in a flood line. So it means in that area, even if you had a very small rainfall or for a short period of time, that area will be flooded and you'll have flash floods in those areas, like what we witnessed over the weekend along that Yuxkay River stream.
Right. And it comes very, very quickly because it follows a short, intense period of a short, intense storm. Is that right?
Exactly, yes. That is what we know, the situations we normally have. Because remember, we have got a large area which is mostly informal, where mostly people just go in and build. It becomes dangerous now when we have, wet weather conditions like the ones we're having now. Remember now, if you look at the last 3 months or so, we have been receiving a lot of rainfall. It's even worse now towards the festive season. The expectation is that we might even be receiving a lot of rainfall, which makes those communities who are in those flood lines vulnerable to, you know, flooding and also being swept away as and when we have this rainfall.
There's been a lot of talk, obviously, about the state of the city, the potholes and the drains and all sorts of things like that. How much of an impact does the degradation of the city have, the wear and tear of the city have, on an event or an incident like yesterday?
Yeah, it does sometimes, because of maybe the drainage systems not working. You find out that maybe some of them are blocked, you know, depending on the maybe debris. Some of them are having debris on them. So when they will have received rainfalls like this, you find out that they're not working. So I think as a city also, our colleagues are doing our best to make sure that those areas are maintained. And also our residents, maybe we must also intensify our educational programs to make sure that our residents are also aware of looking after this kind of infrastructure, instead of putting like maybe debris in those areas as and when they clean, to make sure that as and when we have rainfalls, those kind of systems are able to carry us, you know, to be able to sustain us when we have severe storms like the ones which we're having now.
Well, in fact, we got a message from our councillor saying Johannesburg Water is struggling to clear the enormous amount of sewage leaks due to overflow of the system. On this note, if you are draining your storm water into the sewage system, this is illegal and puts undue strain on the system. I'm requesting you to rectify the situation. That was from a ward councillor. What does that mean?
Yeah, find a situation whereby residents are trying to clean up their areas, and then that water will go through into the storage system. So it's actually it's wrong, because you actually affect the other residents who are in that vicinity. I mean, if you look at Jack's Cay mostly, the stream mostly is contaminated because you find out that we were conducting a door-to-door campaign over there, I think 2 weeks ago. The actual sewer system, which is flowing from the area around Stata, which is going in towards the stream. So that is some kind of the situations which you find ourselves in.
Right.
But I think the relevant of the departments in those areas are actually dealing with it.
Right. And how did the emergency services cope yesterday? Because you must have been inundated with calls during the storm and shortly after following it.
Yeah, we did get a number of reports. We're just happy that we didn't lose any life during that storm. So there was a lot of incidents where motorists were stranded. We had to go there and assist them. And there were like trees which we had to cut to make sure that we clear the roads and all that. So we're happy that there were no lives lost, and we encourage our residents out there to exercise caution conducting the day-to-day business.
Yeah, and I would add that if you are in a storm, if you are somewhere and you have to go somewhere else, just wait it out. You can be late. It's okay.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Just don't leave your office. Don't leave your house. Stay where you are in a storm like that, and just wait for it to pass, because there is really, really nothing to be gained by venturing out and trying to drive in that. It's just incredibly, incredibly dangerous. And that is where we leave it. Robert Molatsi, who is the Johannesburg EMS spokesperson, talking to us about yesterday, how they coped with it. Gail says, good morning, Howard. The stones weren't the usual round shape, but were odd shapes with some very big shards. Yeah, I mean, they did an incredible amount of damage. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.